चैप्टर 14 टीचिंग ऑफ कंपोजिशन एक्सप्रेशन ऑफ आइडियाज इन इंग्लिश इज वन ऑफ द एम्स ऑफ इंग्लिश टीचिंग थॉम्पसन एंड वाइट WYAT आर ऑफ द व्यू इन्वर्टेड कॉमा ओपन द पावर ऑफ एक्सप्रेशन इन अ लैंग्वेज इज अ मैटर ऑफ स्किल रादर देन ऑफ नॉलेज इन्वर्टेड कॉमा क्लोज To develop the skill of expression in pupils, there is need of teaching composition. Bhatia and Bhatia have defined composition as inverted comma open. It is the expression of child's thoughts, his own ideas, feelings and observations. It includes both the process and product of composing. It refers to the process of collecting thoughts, arranging them in accordance with recognized standards of form. The product may take the shape of a letter, an application, a paragraph, a story, an essay, a description or narration, a poem, etc. Inverted comma close. The prerequisites for the teaching composition are: first, students should have a fair knowledge of English language. This involves the knowledge of sufficient English vocabulary, structures and spellings. The students should be able to speak, read, and write English. Second, they must have sufficient ideas. Third, they should have their mental development of the level that they can arrange ideas in a sequence. Heading: Types of Composition and Their Teaching. There are two types of composition, first oral and second written. There are two types of each, guided and free. This can be shown by the following diagram: composition, oral and written. Guided free. We come to know about these one by one. First, oral composition. Oral composition is of immense importance, as is clear by Lorry's remark. Laurie. Lorry's remark. Inverted comma open. The habit of oral composition should be kept by during the whole school period. Inverted comma close. It should always precede writing composition. Composition should begin with the power of speech and should be oral long before it is written. Heading: Aims of oral composition. Following are the aims of oral composition. First, to give practice in using the English language. Second, to make pupils express their interest, feeling, ideas, needs and knowledge of English language. Third, to promote a clear thinking. Heading: Teaching of oral composition. In the following manner, the teaching can teach oral composition to students at the early stage. A. Asking students to produce sentences which the teacher speaks as: teacher, I'm writing. B. The teacher asks a few questions about some objects or some activity. For instance, teacher, what is that? Pupil, that is a blackboard. Teacher, what is this? Pupil, this is a chalk. Teacher, what am I doing? Pupil, you are writing on the blackboard. C. Giving commands to students for execution. For open the window, write on the blackboard. D. Asking students to read a substitution table like this one. C. C gets up in the morning. C takes bath in the morning. C worships in the morning. C takes her breakfast in the morning. Then they may be asked to substitute the table with other suitable words, as substitute the words in the second column. C in the evening. E. Asking question on a picture after describing that teacher. Who's he? Pupil, he's Dhenu. Teacher, what is he doing? Pupil, he's bathing. Teacher, who is she? Pupil, she is Dhenu's sister. Teacher, what is she doing? Pupil, she is washing clothes. F. Asking questions from the textbook. G. Initiating conversation with pupils and among pupils on simple topics. H. Narrating simple stories and asking students to give the gist. G-I-S-T, gist. I. Asking students to play simple short dramas. The teaching of oral composition at later stages should be by the following exercises. A. Reproduction of stories. B. Description of objects and pictures. C. Conversation. D. Dialogue. E. Debate. F. Dramatization. G. Speeches. And H. Description of incidents. Heading: Significance of Oral Composition. Following are the points showing the significance of oral composition. First, it is simple and saves time. Second, it forms the foundation for their composition. Third, it develops speaking ability. Fourth, students find it interesting. Fifth, it helps students to think clearly. Sixth, according to Groening, G-R-E-N-N-I-N-G, according to Groening, inverted comma, open, oral exercises are still the best means of getting good results. Writing is at best a slow and laborious process, and while a boy is writing one sentence, he could say a dozen and so get a correspondingly greater practice in expressing his ideas. Inverted comma close. Heading: Written composition. Written composition should follow oral composition. Its aims are as follow. First, to enable pupils to express their ideas in writing. Second, to develop their writing ability. Third, to enable them to present their ideas in a clear and logical way. Heading: Teaching of Writing Composition. At the early stage, written composition can be taught by doing the following exercises. A. Copying and dictation. B. Completing incomplete sentences and writing them. C. Using word in sentences and writing them. D. Writing answers to simple questions and questions based on lessons in the reader. E. Writing description of an object or a picture in a few sentences. H. Writing short paragraphs on given topics. At the later stage, written composition involves the following activities. A. Write answers to questions based on lesson in the reader. B. Writing the description of a scene or an incident experienced by pupils as college field, a journey. C. Writing explanation of a paragraph. D. Writing dialogues. E. Writing essays. F. Writing letters, personal, official, and business. G. Writing translations of paragraphs from the mother tongue into English. And H. Using idioms and phrases in sentences and writing them. The significance of written composition is obvious from the aims which are proposed to be achieved. Heading: Guided Composition. At the early stage, the composition, whether oral or written, should be strictly guided, because pupils should proceed from imitation to improvisation, from reproduction or original expression. Oral or written compositions are guided when, first, the topic for the composition is carefully selected by the teacher. Second, the various details of the topic are given to students by the teachers of the teacher. Third, the teacher also decides the procedure for the practical completion of the topic. Fourth, the vocabulary and structure to be used is thought over by the teacher. Fifth, the teacher is always ready to guide students in the composition work. Guided composition can be done by the following exercises. A. Substitution tables. B. Transcription. C. Dictation. D. Transformation of sentences. C is walking. Change the gender. He is walking. Change into past tense. She was walking. E. Composition of incomplete sentence. F. Reproduction. I. Reproduction a situation, as the teacher says, inverted comma open. This is a table. I am putting a book on it. The book is mine, inverted comma close. Then students will be asked to reproduce by replacing book with some other objects. Second, reproducing a picture description. Third, reproducing answers. And fourth, reproducing a story. Heading: Merits of Guided Composition. First, the guided composition paves, P-A-V-E-S, the way for free composition. Second, the teacher can correct the mistakes of students at the every beginning. Third, the assistance of teacher makes composition writing for little children interesting. 4. Guided composition also corrects grammatical mistakes. 5. Students learn structures too. Heading: Free composition. Free composition should be introduced at the later stage. French correctly states, inverted comma open, free composition in which the child has to make up his own thoughts has no place in the first 3 years of a 6 or 7 years course. If it is used, it will only result in a large number of most discouraging mistakes, inverted comma close. A free composition is in which, first, there are no restrictions on pupils for use of vocabulary and structure. Second, there are no restrictions on the length of composition. Third, pupils are free to tackle the topic set for them. Fourth, pupils are encouraged to think freely. H. Champion says, inverted comma open, the ultimate aim of composition is to enable the pupil to arrange his own ideas in his own way, freely to choose his own work, to express his own ideas freely. Hence the term free composition, inverted comma close, heading. Types of free composition. There are mainly five types of free composition. A. Narrative. B. Story type. C. Reflective, as essay writing, letter writing. D. Imaginative. And E. Literary writing, as abstract writing, explanation writing. Heading. Significance of free composition. First, it helps students at the higher stage of learning and in their later life. Second, it paves the way for logical thinking and creative work. Third, it develops translation ability, because pupils first think in the mother tongue and then translate the idea into English. Heading. Suggestions for improving teaching composition. A teacher can teach composition more efficiently if he follows the following suggestions. First of all, students should be prepared or motivated for composition writing. In this regard, P. Gurre has suggested these types of preparation. For A. Oral questioning. B. Using picture. C. Reading aloud. D. Short speeches and lectures. And E. Silent reading. Second, the teacher should provide many good and relevant ideas. P. Gurre has suggested the following devices for it. A. Energetic questioning focused on well-known details. B. Reading aloud to pupils from interesting books. C. Encouraging pupils to collect information in various ways. D. Acting plays, making the puppet plays. E. Encouraging pupil to read more. F. Having general knowledge periods once a week. G. Having occasional talks on interesting topics. Third, the teacher must remove the grammatical weaknesses of pupils. Fourth, the teacher must emphasize on clarity of ideas. This he can do in the words of P. Gurre as follows, inverted comma open. The class can be shown on the board some examples of short explanations and pupils called on to find their ideas are muddled or too vague, V-A-G-U-E, and then asked to alternations, and finally the class can be asked to choose the clearest of these. The class can be practiced in finding unclear expression in their own writing and in making suggestions for improvement. The teacher can question the class more preciously than usual whenever they are to write on complicated or confusing subject, inverted comma close. Fifth, The subject of composition should be chosen by using the principle of utility and interest. It should be far from their everyday life. According to P. Gurre, inverted comma open, indeed, it should be an unwritten law among us that pupils who are learning a foreign language must never write about things which they have not seen in their lives, at least not until they can use the language freely and correctly in speech and writing, inverted comma close. Sixth, the teacher must correct thoroughly the oral or written composition of students. He can make his work easy by A. writing difficult words on the blackboard, B. initiating pupils to find out their own mistakes, C. students should be given time to revise their composition, D. the written work of students can be interchanged. They may be asked to find out each other's mistakes.